This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hurricane Helene deaths are now over 130 across the South. Hundreds of roads blocked by mudslides or debris. In western North Carolina, ABC's Faith Abube.
Here in Nashville, while authorities search for victims and bring in much-needed food and water, it's been raining. They're still dealing with remnants of Helene. There's also a massive cleanup effort still ahead.
Good news, utility crews have fixed about 2 million power outages, while about 1.6 million remain. Former Cincinnati Reds star Pete Rose has died at home in Las Vegas at 83. He broke many records, including total hits, but suffered a career-ending scandal over betting on ball games. Israeli air attacks in Beirut. Israeli military says it started a ground offensive in southern Lebanon. The FBI today releasing a preliminary second quarter report on crime, showing a continued drop in violent crime through June by about 10%. This is ABC News. The state of California is suing a Northern California hospital for allegedly breaking the law by refusing emergency abortion care when women's lives are in danger.
According to the lawsuit, Providence St. Joseph's Hospital in Eureka has been violating the law by refusing abortion care to women in emergency situations, allegedly dictated by Providence policies barring doctors from providing life-saving emergency care if it will terminate a pregnancy. Anna Nusslock was turned away and had to go to a community hospital for life-saving care.
It inflicted on me needless, protracted pain, bleeding, and trauma.
California's Attorney General wants an injunction to force the hospital to perform the care. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The United Nations Security Council today unanimously agreed to authorize another year of its international security force fighting armed gangs in Haiti. The U.S. bid to transform it into a U.N. peacekeeping mission was dropped because of opposition from Russia and China. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are helping people in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Terry Bell reports.
In all, 1,400 workers from around the country are part of the relief effort. 25 volunteers are from Wisconsin. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. I'm Terry Bell.
A high school football game in Milwaukee was cut short Friday when a gun in the stadium went off by accident. Police say an off-duty security guard accidentally fired his weapon during a game at Wisconsin Lutheran High School. The stands were emptied and everyone was sent home. The officer injured himself and was treated. The school is now going over its safety protocols. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
We just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points.
Green Bay heads to LA to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight as a northwest wind develops as a cold front arrives. We'll see gusts over 25 miles per hour. Lows will drop to the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Highs will top out in the middle 60s. Right now, it's 73.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Paul. Plus, we'll preview the VP debate with Walls and Vance. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, 36 days to the election. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot. Just a reminder also, I have a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream. It's available wherever you can, you know, find books. It's online in your local bookstore or whatever. And I will be at Powell's on Tuesday, October 15th. Just FYI. I think the book signing we have in Chicago is pretty much filled up. A lot going on today. News, hurricanes, climate change. Is Harris underwater in Michigan? Death threats to those who praise Haitians. I want to get through all that. Also, the menstrual police are coming. The Republicans' plan for total control over women's bodies. This is just wild stuff. Just absolutely wild stuff that we're hearing from Republicans. Also, in the second hour of our program, Trump's speeches are becoming darker and darker. His newest rant is about immigrants slitting your throat. Also, how Republicans are working to steal elections and anti-trans laws are literally killing Americans. In the third hour of our and anti-trans rhetoric. In the third hour of our program, why isn't Jared Kushner under Department of Justice investigation, or at least Senate investigation? I mean, the Democrats control the Senate. Why is he not getting at least as much scrutiny as Hunter Biden? I don't get it. And Russian assets and Putin's friends are saying that they are now officially at war with the United States, including a physical war. Physical war? Yeah. We'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. But just to start out, there's an awful lot in the news. We had this horrible hurricane. Louise and I were down in Louisiana. We were in New Orleans for the grassroots community radio conference. It was a wonderful time, and it just, you know, some great people. And I was able to hook up with or meet up with my old friends Sam Cedar and David Sirota and Wajid Ali, who I didn't know before. Very nice Wajid Ali, a very extraordinary guy. We were all keynote speakers at this conference. So it was great, but and the good news, I suppose, was that the hurricane missed us. You know, it went originally there was some concern that it might be heading toward New Orleans. The bad news is that this hurricane, this is going to be the new normal. I mean, this thing went from not even being a hurricane to being a Cat 4 hurricane when it made landfall in just what, 2 days, as I recall. I mean, you know, very, very quickly. And why? Because the Gulf of Mexico is much warmer than it has ever been in the history of humanity, or at least in the history, in recorded human history. And now at least 115 people are dead across six states. Officials fear the death toll can rise. There's many more people missing. Hundreds of roads remain closed, especially in the Carolinas. The Carolinas got hit really, really hard. everybody was worried about the wind, right? Oh, is it still a category 4 or 3 or 2 or 1, you know, when it hits? But, you know, what people were not counting for or expecting, and what the media, frankly, is not talking about, is that because our atmosphere is warmer, it's 1.5 degrees warmer than it was just 30 years ago, or certainly at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, because of that, it holds more moisture. Warm air holds more moisture than cold air does. It's, you know, it's why in the winter, you know, the humidity collapses, you know, it's because cold air can't hold moisture. And when, once it gets below freezing, it pretty much really has a hard time holding moisture. And but the warmer it gets, the more moisture it can hold. So there was just a mind-boggling amount of water that this storm had picked up out of the Atlantic and then dumped on the Carolinas and every place in between. I mean, Georgia's in big trouble, you know, it's just right up the coast. So there's a medium, and by the way, there's an they're describing it as a medium chance that a new storm will develop in the Western Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico later this week. And, you know, it's too early to know what's going to happen with that. President Biden says he's going to visit some of the affected communities as soon as they're kind of back on their feet. He doesn't want his visit to slow down or impede any rescue operations, which is just, you know, reasonable. But he's sending, you know, all kinds of socialist aid to these red states. You know, it's now you've got Brian Kemp going, please, President Biden, send us some of that socialism. Meanwhile, of course, Project 2025 wants to do away with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. You know, the people who predict these storms and tell us what to look out for. And they want to cut back FEMA radically. So, you know, all in the service of lowering taxes on billionaires. It's crazy. Asheville, North Carolina, has been particularly hard hit. We had some friends who moved from Los Angeles to Asheville some years ago, you know, looking for a little more affordable place to live and, you know, a nice quality of life. And Asheville certainly has that. And they just loved it. They moved back to LA last year, they're okay, but wow, I mean, the floodwaters just wiped out this town. I mean, it didn't wipe out the town, but it has isolated the town. There's no cell service. I'm guessing there some of this is coming back today, but damaged roads, lack of power, lack of cell service. This is across western North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. And in North Carolina alone, more than 400 roads remained closed over the weekend. Most of your gas stations were closed. They didn't have electricity to pump gas. The few that were open had lines that were wrapped around the block. Again, Asheville, home to 94,000 people. About 700,000 people across North Carolina without power right now. Meanwhile, what's the state of the race in Michigan? Oh, and well, yeah, okay. I'll get to the Haitian in just a moment. Representative Alyssa Slotkin warned donors last week. Now, she's a member of the House of Representatives right now. She is Debbie Stabenow is retiring, and so there's an open seat, Debbie Stabenow is a Democrat, the Democratic senator from Michigan, and she's retiring. And so Alyssa Slotkin, who's a Democratic member of the House, is running for that seat. She won the primary. And she's running against former Representative Mike Rogers, a Republican from Michigan, who currently is not in Congress. And 538's average of the polls has Harris up by about 2.5 points in Michigan, 2.4. Latest New York Times Siena College poll has Harris up by just 1 point. But Alyssa Slotkin is warning, and she had a meeting with her donors over the weekend, and or last week, and she said that her Senate campaign's internal polling shows that Vice President Harris is underwater in Michigan. Now, this is really scary news. The polls were all really positive for Harris like a week ago, but you will recall, I think it was a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, thereabouts, the word kind of leaked that Republicans and Republican-aligned groups, particularly right-wing billionaires, had pledged $6 billion to help get Donald Trump and Republicans elected to the House and Senate, all across the, in particular, the swing states. That $6 billion is hitting the air right now. And it's hitting hard. And you're seeing in state after state, Trump going up and Harris going down. And Republicans going up and Democrats going down. It's just you know, it's happening all over the place. And this is something that should, you know, frankly, concern us all. And so get ready, because, you know, it's I've been saying all along, I think this is going to be a blowout election. I stand by that. But that said, $6 billion is a hell of a lot of money. Last story here, and then I will take a break, and I want to get to my op-ed today. An Ohio businessman is facing death threats for praising his Haitian workers. There's multiple businesses in Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio, that have hired these Haitian immigrants who were invited to the town to come work. But only one of them, a guy by the name of Jamie McGregor, who owns a company that manufactures auto parts. Metal, it's called McGregor Metal. He's got three locations, actually. He makes parts for cars, trucks, and tractors. He's the only one who came out and spoke to the press and said that, you know, his Haitian immigrants are great workers, and he wishes he had more of them. That's what he said. And so now he's getting death threats. He says, I've struggled with the fact that we're going to have firearms in our house. Like, what the hell? By the way, this is a guy who voted for Trump in the last two elections. He's a fifth-generation Springfield resident. He prides himself on having his employees who were, among his employees, people who were hired by his grandfather when he was a toddler. When he was struggling a few years ago to fill positions for machine operators, forklift drivers, and quality inspectors, he began hiring Haitians. It's now about 10%. He's got 33 of them working out of 330 people. And, you know, he said in the New York Times. He said, they come to work every day. They don't cause drama. They're on time. I wish I had 30 more. And these are some of the messages that he's getting in social media. The owner of McGregor Metal can take a bullet to the skull, and that would be 100% justified. And then, why are you importing third world savages who eat animals and giving them jobs over United States citizens? And now they're going after his children and his 80-year-old mother, calling them. They've got somebody outed the phone numbers, the cell phone numbers of his 80-year-old mother and his children. And so now he's, you know, bought a gun, and the FBI met with him and said, you know, you need to take this stuff seriously. So wild times in Ohio, wild times in Ohio. The menstrual police are coming. The Republicans plan for total control over women's bodies. You know, we've talked about the Comstock Act in the past, and of course, Mr. Comstock. We'll get to that in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Attention, American homeowners. You already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about: title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's THOM, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver. and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
The Spotlight will focus on Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance Tuesday night, October 1st. Listen here as the vice presidential candidates debate issues important to you.
Go to the polls as a parent. You should have more power.
A belief that one person can make a difference.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. Special coverage starts at 7:45 p.m. Then listen to the CBS vice presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, October 1st, here on your local civic media radio station.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now civic media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off your purchase. Of I take these probiotics. They really work. JustThriveHealth.com. Use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Menstrual police are coming soon. Watch your step, they're tracking the moon. Every fertile woman, they'll know your name. The GOP's control, it's a twisted game. No more freedom, no more say. They're coming for your rights today. What will they ask when you miss your date? Will they knock on your door or just wait?
Yep. The menstrual police are coming for your rights today. This is wild stuff. Of course, Comstock Act. We've talked about the Comstock Act before. The Comstock Act would bar not just shipping mifepristone. It doesn't just outlaw drugs that can cause abortion. Now, there's a widespread misapprehension, misunderstanding. In fact, this is some guy who didn't even bother to actually read my article this morning, obviously, sent me an email going, "Oh, you're sending out disinformation. This is only, they won't end all abortions. It would just end, drug abortions." Well, no. The Comstock Act, the law, is you know, quite specific. And it says that every article, instrument, substance, drug, medicine, or thing, which it can be used to produce abortion, may not be sent through the mail. So, and that includes FedEx and UPS and everything else. So hospitals, doctors, you know, the medical equipment necessary to produce abortions would be outlawed along with the drugs. And now we've got Jason Miller, who is the senior advisor to the Trump campaign, was asked on Newsmax back, it was a week or so ago. And this was this is so funny because you can hear the host is like setting up the question, right? He's like, "I'm going to give you an opportunity to sound rational." and Miller blows it. He says, "Trump wouldn't support monitoring pregnancies even if a state decided to do that?" Question mark. And we're talking about monitoring pregnancies. This is, like I said, the menstrual police. And Trump's senior advisor, Jason Miller, said, well, he's made it very clear he's not going to weigh in and try to push various states and what they want to go and set up their particular rules and restrictions. That's going to be up to the states. Yeah. And now you've got J.D. Vance writing a letter to the Attorney General, to Merrick Garland, saying that he wants the Comstock Act to be enforced by the FBI, and he wants it to be enforced now, today. He said, "It is disappointing yet not surprising that the Biden administration's DOJ has not only abdicated its constitutional responsibility to enforce the law, but also has once again twisted the plain meaning of the law in an effort to promote the taking of unborn life." Right. And this is, and Project 2025, they want an immediate campaign to enforce the criminal prohibitions of the Comstock Act. That's pretty straightforward stuff. Now, in Hungary, when you are pregnant, when a girl or a woman becomes pregnant, she must register with the state, because abortion, while it's technically legal in Hungary, is actually very, very hard to get. And you get monitored by the state. They have the menstrual police in Hungary. And, of course, Viktor Orban in Hungary are the Republicans' model. Are the menstrual police coming to America? Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And will Tim Walz bring it up tomorrow night? That'll be an interesting one. I'll be right back with your calls right after this. Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is TOM, cbdistillery.com. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Hurricane Helene deaths are now over 130 across the South. Hundreds of roads blocked by mudslides or debris. In western North Carolina, ABC's Faith Abube.
Here in Nashville, while authorities search for victims and bring in much-needed food and water, it's been raining. They're still dealing with remnants of Helene. There's also a massive cleanup effort still ahead.
Good news, utility crews have fixed about 2 million power outages, while about 1.6 million remain. Former Cincinnati Reds star Pete Rose has died at home in Las Vegas at 83. He broke many records, including total hits, but suffered a career-ending scandal over betting on ball games. Israeli air attacks in Beirut. Israeli military says it started a ground offensive in southern Lebanon. The FBI today releasing a preliminary second quarter report on crime, showing a continued drop in violent crime through June by about 10%. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
In Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fire dangers are heating up as we enter the fall fire season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a statement Monday asking people to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities. The statement follows predictions for this week's weather to be dry and have gusty winds, perfect conditions for fires to spread. And while it may be fall, state health officials are still urging people in Wisconsin about mosquito bites. James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to protect themselves after two horses tested positive for eastern equine encephalitis. Mosquitoes are capable of spreading the disease to both animals and people, but it cannot be spread through person-to-person or animal-to-person contact. There has been one confirmed human case of the disease this year, likely from travel to another state. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Music legend Kris Kristofferson passed away over the weekend at the age of 88. Kristofferson is a three-time Grammy and Golden Globe winner and was a respected actor as well. He was the star of the original A Star Is Born in 1976, playing opposite Barbra Streisand. Kris Kristofferson was also part of an all-star band called The Highwaymen with Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings. Kristofferson received a Rhodes Scholarship in literature, but soon after joined the U.S. Army, where he achieved the rank of captain and flew helicopters. Kris Kristofferson was a prolific activist advocating for farmers' rights, workers' rights, and immigrant rights. He famously supported Sinead O'Connor during a Bob Dylan tribute concert, shortly after she ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in an effort to call attention to child abuse within the Catholic Church. Kristofferson hugged her on stage and called her courageous. Kristofferson died in Hawaii surrounded by his family, but a cause of death was not given. He was a true American original. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars a few clouds around in the overnight as a northwest wind develops as a cold front arrives. We'll see gusts over 25 miles per hour. Lows will drop to the upper 40s to near 50 degrees. Highs will top out in the middle 60s. Right now, it's 73.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Amanda Merkway, the advocacy director of the ACLU Wisconsin. We'll discuss the election fraud being engaged by MAGA Republicans and what you can do about
it. The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Yes. I know that you mentioned Project 2025, which the Republicans disavowed, but they haven't disavowed Agenda 47. Which is, there's a very good paper put out back in December by a man called Tom Hartman, which outlines everything, which I printed out to send to my neighbors.
Well, and Agenda 47 is, it's kind of like Project 2025 mini, you know?
Yeah, it's their, they call it their Republican platform.
Yeah.
But you should mention that, you know, by that very good author, because it has a very good outline.
Okay. Well, thank you for your kind words, EW. And thanks for pointing that out. That's a good one.
And then real quick, the Latinos are compromised over 30% of the population, voting population. And
no, I think it's,
I'm distressed.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's 30%. I think it's.
Well, it's getting there. Okay.
Yeah, 17%.
At any rate,
sticks in my head, but it might be high. No, it's 22. I believe it's 22. Anyway, go. Your point is, keep going, Edith.
My point is, I see on the news when they interview a lot of the Latinos, they keep on mentioning that Trump's better for the economy, but they should also think about what he promised, you know, all that deportation to implement, you know.
He also wasn't better for the economy. Jimmy Carter's economy was better than Donald Trump's. And that, I mean, even if you take out the pandemic, Jimmy Carter's economy was better than Donald Trump's.
Yeah, but the point is that, you know, if Trump gets elected, he's promised all this deportation bigger than the past three that they've already done. To the Latinos and Hispanics in the past, in the 30s, the 20s.
In the 50s, actually. Was
and
when
then 1950, and Operation W, and I won't say the last word because I don't want to use a slang term. And plus, they had that experience with the Japanese Americans. You know, they're going to pull all these people and put them in military bases, then deport them. They really, you know, before they vote for Trump, they really, really need to look up the deportation, you know, the Hispanic Latino deportations of the past, and reconsider, you know, if they vote for Trump, that's going to happen to them, because a lot of them that got deported were U.S. citizens.
Yeah, at least 20,000 in Operation W here in I think it was 54 or 56, but it was, yeah, it was during Eisenhower. You're right, EW. EW, thank you. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
Yes. Hey, Tom. Good morning. I am calling in. I was just at a voter training thing, and we've got two polling places in Pasco County that are going to be closed on Election Day because of the damage from the storm. Mm. So I'm going to urge people to vote by mail and to utilize our early voting. And definitely utilize the early voting, not just because of weather, but also because we don't know what kind of craziness is going to be happening on Election Day as far as bomb threats and just everything that's happening in Springville. Springfield, it could be translated out to November 5th. So I would suggest that people vote early and vote by mail when you've got the ability. And I have in Florida, I can go to my supervisor of elections from my county website. I can see that they received my vote by mail ballot, and I can also tell that my vote by mail ballot counted, so that everything was good on it. My signature was good.
Right.
So I can go and actually see that to know. So I would suggest that people do that. And one other thing I would add is that we've got to stop giving military aid to Israel.
Yes.
I think that is one of the things that's really hurting the Democrats.
Yeah, I've been saying that for some time. I agree with you, Anne. This should I vote by mail or should I show up in person thing? I mean, you know, in six states, it's all vote by mail now, you know, including Oregon, where I live, but not in Florida, where you live. And the one caveat about voting by mail, other than that Louis DeJoy has been slowing down the mails, you know, but the big caveat is that Republicans are trying to get 100,000 people, and I don't know if they've hit that number or not, they're not talking about it, to show up in polling places as election workers to challenge people's signatures. And signatures do change over time, and sometimes people are just, you know, in a hurry and things like that. And they are going to be aggressively challenging signatures on mail-in ballots from areas that are heavily Democratic. And this is explicitly part of their strategy. And so, and also, if you show up to vote in person, you will instantly find out if you've been purged or if there's something weird going on, so you're being given a provisional ballot, which you can then, you know, in most states, challenge in person at that time. So, if possible, try to vote in person, I would say, this year. But if that's not an option, then yes, get an absentee ballot or however your state does it, and vote by mail as quickly as possible, given the slowness of the post office. Make sense?
Most definitely, yes. Okay. And if you've not already gone to check to make sure that you are still registered to vote, I would suggest that people reach out to their supervisor of elections offices and make sure that they are still registered to vote.
And you can do that at vote.gov.
Yes, and our vote by mail ballots actually have just started to go out. They went out on Friday, was when they started mailing out the vote by mail ballots for our general election.
Great.
And so I will have 6 weeks to fill out my ballot. I can fill it out on my kitchen counter, and then I can send it in the mail, or I can actually take it to the supervisor of elections office and hand it to them in person if I want to do that.
There you go. Okay, Anne, thank you. Excellent points all, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
So I'm taking notes.
And Michael, if I may just interrupt you for a moment. I should have, at the very beginning of the program, thanked Jefferson Smith for filling in for me last Thursday and Friday. And let me take an opportunity to do that right now. So back to you, Michael.
Well, it's never too late, my friend. All right.
to be polite. Right. Exactly.
Yes. Well, I'm taking note of the vice presidential debate tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping to God that our moderators would press to J.D. Vance and also send a message to Donald Trump. You were already, not you, of course, but you guys were already asked once or twice to stop with the disparaging remarks aimed at Haitians, aimed at people of color, aimed at women that oppose your abortion stances.
Yeah.
And to my understanding, they have at least doubled down. I don't know if they have tripled down yet.
Yeah. They've doubled, tripled, quadrupled. They're totally down with it. And you know, but here's the thing. CBS has explicitly said that they will let J.D. Vance lie as much as he wants, and they will not challenge any of his lies during the debate.
Well, let me address that part, because I think I know what's going on. It's same thing is going with CNN. But before I get to that, I want to start a particular statement, and I would encourage our other media people and anyone listening to send a notice to Department of Justice. As far as I'm concerned, what J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are doing are playing to incite violence and incite terrorism, and they should be federally, criminally charged and done so as a hate crime. They know damn well what they're doing here when they were asked by the local officials to stop because of their rhetoric leading to bomb threats, leading to threats of violence. You were told to stop, and you still, as you said, tripling down, quadrupling down.
Yeah.
So put this as a final notice. Any more of this, DOJ ought to arrest both Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. I don't give a rat's rump if this is
there's
an election.
There's a group of Haitians, or a group that represents Haitians in Ohio, that has filed a criminal charge against Trump and Vance, asking that they be arrested and prosecuted for inciting violence against these people. It's not going to go anywhere, you know, but it's
we have to press it.
I think it's symbolically a great thing.
And we really need to press it because it's their rhetoric as well and past policies. Now we have two women that are dead because of their trivializing abortion.
Right.
And then these poor ladies couldn't get proper health care to save their lives.
Yeah, two that we know of.
So that's an example
two that we know of, Michael. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And excuse me, it's a grim situation, and it's going to get worse if the Republicans win big this fall, which they're hoping.
Get it together, people. Bottom line.
There you go, Michael.
Get it together.
You. Spot on. 44 minutes, almost 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls. It's the Tom Hartman Program, helping you win the water cooler wars. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer is here from the Recombobulation area and now Civic Media's new political editor.
Jane, I know you like to talk about our assembly speaker.
Popcorn King, yes, Robin Voss.
So there is a potential outcome with these new maps where Greta Neubauer is the assembly speaker and Robin Voss is the minority leader. How does that sound, Jane?
I feel like my birthday came early.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter, and your e-commerce business should too. I used to have a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get their free 60-day trial for the shipping software that truly delivers. Pun intended. ShipStation.com, and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your free 60-day trial.
He doesn't hide behind lies and fear. That's not what real men do around here. A real man lifts up the ones he loves, stands for truth when push comes to shove. Doesn't hate, doesn't cheat, doesn't scream. That's not the way of a man with a dream. This is not what real men do. They don't lie, they don't spew. Real men work hard, they love, they fight for what's good, for what's right. No.
Welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Seth in Los Angeles. Hey, Seth, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know, based on the story you shared, I went ahead and called Human Resources at McGregor Metal at their headquarters and left a message, spoke with someone, and they had me leave a message in support of Mr. McGregor and his company. Making American products, speaking out for his workers. I did let them know that I was a lifelong Democrat, but I didn't give any kind of political soapboxing or grandstanding.
Good on you,
he should
Seth.
Regret what he's done or this is. And I just feel if more people did that, if half as many people who called with death threats called to congratulate him and to let him know that that's not all Americans, he might have no idea what to think of us or Democrats or who we are. And just like I was willing to rethink what I thought of him in terms of looking at his business history, and he seems to be a man of integrity. He is running an American manufacturing business. He is speaking out for his workers, and to let him know there are people like me who support people like you.
Yeah, even though he's a Republican and voted for Trump twice, I mean, he stood up for the people that are working with him. And, I can forgive him the vote.
It's easy to call these people when you want to make death threats, and it's harder to take time out when you want to say something supportive,
You're right.
And it's acting locally. I think it's a good idea. So thank you for sharing the story. And any of your readers, they were very sweet. Your readers who want to call, your readers and your listeners.
Viewers,
all of the above.
Good idea, Seth. Yeah, it was a McGregor, Metal Works?
McGregor Metals, and you'll find them. They're in Ohio. They're easy to find.
Yeah. Okay. Seth, thanks a lot for the call, and good on you for doing that. That's great to hear. Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just didn't know if you realized that there's a city on the southern coast of Spain when it was under Arabic occupation. It's on the Straits of Gibraltar, and they used to charge all the ships that came through like a toll fee. Mm-hmm. And the name of the town was Tarifa, and that's where tariffs come from.
Oh, interesting. Huh. Interesting. I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. One other thing, ComSAC Act, why isn't there some sort of committee or organization to get rid of laws that are outdated and, you know, like the state that had the old abortion law that they were going back to 1860? Why aren't there committees that get rid of these laws?
There was a federal effort to do that, Bill, during the Clinton administration, and Al Gore was in charge of it. It was called the something like Efficiency in Government Commission. And they went through and they found a bunch of old federal laws that were, you know, kind of useless and frankly, you know, some government agencies doing things that just didn't need to be done cleaned it up. But with regard to the Comstock Act, the Supreme Court had ruled back in the 50s in a way that caused everybody to assume that the Comstock Act was no longer in effect. And so Congress has had four opportunities to amend the Comstock Act since 1955, or there have been four amendments essentially to the body of law that it's a part of. And, you know, they never took it down because they just didn't think it was enforceable any longer. But now that the Republicans want it enforced, there's a brand new impetus to do something about this, and that's a good thing.
Right.
Bill, I want to get one more call in here. Thank you very much for the call. Michelle in Miami. Hey, Michelle, what's up?
Yes, hi, and thank you. I wanted to talk to you about the voting rights. They stripped my voting rights here in Florida. I'm right down the street from DeSantis. I'm in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. But, the real ID, like, I have a Vietnam vet. As far as his signature verification, he's disabled now. He even has a power of attorney. Now, how, if his signature doesn't match, they're going to be able to strike his documents, because, you know, they don't make any, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with that, and as far as I'm trying to get his birth certificate for him to get his real ID, he's 80 years old and can't necessarily remember the spelling of his mother's maiden name. And I'm having an issue to be able to do that. So I can't get the real ID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be that you just swear under threat of perjury, which is, you know, 5 years in prison. You swear that you are a citizen. You know you're a citizen. Yeah. And that's enough. But that, you know, the Republicans are like, no, that's not enough. You got to jump through all these hoops.
I'm unable to get an ID without a birth certificate at all. So, and they took a DUI 10 years ago. They stripped my voting rights, and I'm doing everything I can. And what my understanding is, as long as you pay all your court fees and you've satisfied your, you're able to request.
You lose your right to vote in Florida for a DUI?
Yes. It's a felony for a DUI. They take any felony you get, they strip your voting rights. Yes.
Wow.
And also, please, white people for Haitian community, we need to support them. We love them. They're amazing. They come help my veteran here. It's the greatest. And I want to do everything to show them love.
Good on you, Michelle. Michelle, I got to run, but thank you. Thank you very much. We'll be back in just a moment with the second hour of the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow joins us to kick around all things newsy. We wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Soaring high above Lacrosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.